Today's shiur is Daf Ayin Gimel, and we're going to begin Daf Ayin Beis on the Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. And again, the Gemara will discuss, as we spoke at the end of the shiur yesterday, who is considered a person that's living in a chatzar that must contribute to the Erev, and if he does not contribute to the Erev, he will restrict the other members of the chatzar. Tanur Rabbanan. So we learned in a braisa, Mishesh Lebe Shar, somebody who lives in a gatehouse, Achsadra is in some sort of a gallery, Mopesis is a gatehouse, the Chatzar Chaveroi, in the Chatzar of his neighbor, Hareza in Oysalah. He does not restrict the rest of the Chatzar, and the braisa is teaching us, says Tosfos, that even if someone actually lives in one of these areas, he doesn't restrict the Chatzar, because these are not considered areas of dwelling. However, Beis HaTeven, if he lives in a room used for storing straw, Beis HaBakar, an animal barn, Beis HaEitzim, a woodshed, Beis HaOitzris is a storage house, Hareza Oysalov, then he does restrict. But Tosfos says that this law only applies if the house actually has straw stored in it. If it's only usable for straw, but it's not actually being used for straw, then it doesn't answer. Also, obviously, the Rishonim point out, only if somebody actually lives there. But if somebody just is there on a temporary basis, even though it's a Beis HaTeven, and even though it has straw in it, he will not restrict the chatzar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Eina oisa ela makom dir bavad. It has to be somebody where he actually lives. If he doesn't actually live, then he doesn't, in a dwelling, he doesn't restrict. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, tells us, Ma'isa ben Nafcha, Sha'iloi Chamish Chatzeris B'Usha, Ben Afcha had 5 Chatzeris in the city of Usha, Oba Ma'is Lufnei Chachamim, and the story came from Chachamim V'Amru, Eina Ois El Beis Diri B'Vad. Only place where somebody lives restricts the Chatzar. Ask the Gemara, Beis Diri Salkadaitach, somebody has to live in a regular apartment, and what happens if he lives in a gatehouse? Ask the Gemara. He won't restrict the chatzar. El Eima says the Gemara, Makom Dira. It has to be a place that's fit for living where somebody would actually live. But if it's not somewhere where somebody would actually live, then it's not going to restrict. Now the Gemara asks, My Makom Dira, how do we define a place of residence? Rav Amma Makom Pita, it's a place of bread where a person eats his meals. Shmuel Amma Makom Lina, and Shmuel says it's where a person sleeps. Now, according to Rav, you follow the place that he eats, but the Mefarshim explain it's where he eats his meals. In fact, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz speaks about the following interesting shaila. He says, let's say you have people that all week eat in one place, they don't necessarily have a place to eat, or they eat, and let's say, not at home, they eat at restaurants or whatever, and in Shabbos they eat at home the meal. Is that called Makom Pita or not? So he says that we follow for this halacha the place where a person eats his meal on Shabbos and Yontif. That's what is the defining factor. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Rav paskens. Shmuel says that we follow the place where a person sleeps. Now there's an interesting machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim, the Balamor, says that when Shmuel says the place that you sleep, he doesn't mean only the place you sleep. He also takes in consideration the place that you eat. The Rashba says that that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that the only thing we take into consideration is the place where the person sleeps. Although there is a question according to the Rashba, because according to the Rashba, according to Shmuel, the only thing that counts is where you sleep. So what's the concept of Erevin? How do we make an Erev? We make an Erev by putting down food. So now the question is, if you make an Erev by putting down food, so why should that make a difference? The food is not what determines, according to Shmuel, is where you sleep. So according to the Baal HaMor, that explains that even Shmuel will agree that we look at eating. So that's why we can understand why Erev Chatzeres is made out of food. But according to the Rashba, that says that the only factor is sleeping, so how could Erev Chatzeres made out of food have an effect on what's considered where you live? So the Goyen Yaakov answers that if people go specifically and they become partners in food, that shows that partnership, that act of partnership of making that Erev, shows is a declaration. It's a declaration that this is my home. And all of our homes is really one big home. And therefore even Shmuel will agree that we follow the Mokoyim Achila, that Achila has an effect. Meisvei, another Pshat some Rishonim say is that even Shmuel that follows the Mokam Lina will agree that a person that doesn't have a Mokam Lina, we follow by him his Mokam Pita. And by making the Erev, what I'm essentially saying is that this, I will not have now a Mokam Lina, I'm only following a Mokam Pita, which is one big Chatzar created through the Erev Chatzeres. There's an interesting Shaila regarding Chanukah. If we have here a Machloikus Rav and Shmuel, that where do we consider a person where he lives? Is it where he eats or where he sleeps? So the same Shaila should be relevant to Hilchos Chanukah. Where should a person light his candles? The same Machloikus should be relevant. Yet we find that most Paiskim agree that for lighting Chanukah candles, we follow the Makam Shina, the Makam where a person sleeps, even if he's going for a meal elsewhere on Chanukah, he's going to a restaurant, or he's going to his family, or he's going to a wedding, we still light Chanukah Lecht at home where we sleep. Why? So Mefarshim explained that usually if a person is not eating at home on a, the Paiskim explained, when a person is not eating at home on Chanukah, that doesn't mean that that's not where he lives. He certainly lives at home. He was just invited out for a meal to a relative or whatever the situation is. That doesn't change that his home is really his place of dwelling. And therefore, that's where you should light Chanukah Lecht. Regarding, however, our Shaila is where a person has a same different place for eating and for sleeping on a regular basis. And that's where Rav and Shmuel begin to have a disagreement. What is the crucial factor, eating or sleeping? And that's why the Paiskim say, what's going to be halacha for yeshiva bachrim that eat in the yeshiva's dining room but sleep in the dormitory in their own rooms? Where should they light Chanukah candles? Because these people eat always in the dining room and sleep always in their room. So where should they light Chanukah? So the Paiskim say that they should, if possible, if the yeshiva allows, there's no danger involved, they should preferably light in their room. Why? Because since the dining room is a public area, no one person, no one yeshiva bacher student could say that this is my dining room. It's a dining room of all of us. But the room is much more private. There are a few people sleeping in a room. So there, everybody again will agree that we follow the Makam Shina, not the Makam Lina, and we the Makam Shina, not the Makam Achila. Yet the Paiskim do say that at least one person shall light the Chanukah candles in the dining room because that's where they're eating together, and there is certainly a level of that's where we live, and there should be a Pesume Nisa while we're eating on Chanukah with the Chanukah candles lit in the dining room where they're eating. Meisvei asked the Gemara a question on Rav from the following Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Haroyim, shepherds, Vakaitzonim, fig watchmen, Vaburgmen, people who are guards in huts, Vishayim Rapiris, fruit watchmen, Vizman Shadak Lolam Ba'ir, when they usually sleep in the city, Harayin Kin Sha'ir, they're considered residents of the city. This is regarding Hilchas Tchumim. And the Braisa is paskening that these people, even though they were in the field at the beginning of Shabbos, and as we learned early in the Masechta, the beginning of Shabbos Bein HaShemashos is the defining moment as far as Hilchas Tchumim are concerned, since they live in the city, so they're viewed as residents of the city, and therefore their Tchum is measured as people in the city. And the Bizman Shadak and Lolan Basada. but when they usually sleep in the field, yesh lam apayim amul karuach, they have 2,000 amos in the field from where they are. And the Paiskim, the Rishonim explain that even though the halachas of Tchum are different than the halacha of Ruvi Chatzeris generally, but the criteria should be the same. The issue here is determining residency, and it should be the same in both places. Answers the Gemara. Hossam, and so now the question's on Rav. This Brisa says that we look at where they would sleep. And Rav says that we don't look at where they sleep, we look at where they eat. And since they, so and why are we looking where they sleep in the field? Answers the Gemara. Hossam, and not inside there, we're sure the Imam Talay Rifta Hossam, that bread would be brought to the watchman out there in the field, they would prefer it. They wouldn't have to go back to the city. So even Rav agrees that in such a situation we follow where they sleep, not where they eat. Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, L'shmila hashmatza. As we've learned many times, Rav Yosef got ill. He forgot a lot of his learning, and he Talmidim would remind him of his learning. And here too, Rav Yosef forgot that he, what Rav and Shmuel had said about where people sleep, eat, is what determines residency. So Abai was attempting to remind him. Amar Abai, at Amrit Lan, you did tell us this psak. V'ha Amrit Lan, regarding this, he told us. But we learned in our Mishnah. Five brothers are eating off their father's table, but they sleep at home. So every brother has to make his own Erev. And we learned the Mishnah, as when we learned the Mishnah yesterday, we said, Shmamina, isn't our Mishnah proof that Mokum Linagar, you follow the place where they sleep? And that's why in our Mishnah, since the brothers are sleeping in their own apartments, even though they're eating in their father's apartment, we consider them separate. Vamrit Lanullah, and you told us, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav, who says that we follow where people eat, not sleep, will explain that our Mishnah is speaking about a sage situation on Mekabli Prashana, where they're getting support from the father. They're not actually eating in his house. That's why we don't follow. That's why our Mishnah is different, and it's not that they're actually eating in the father's house. So you see that Rav Yosef was well aware of the machlokes. Tana Rabbanan. So we learned another braisa. Mishesh lechamis nashim mekabels prasm baleim. Somebody who has five wives, they live in separate houses in a chatzar, but they receive support from the husband who also lives in that chatzar. And the Rishonim point out that in all the discussions we're going to have now, the husband lives in the same chatzar as the people we have in question, if they have to contribute separately or do not. Or you have a situation, chavisha avodim, five servants, mekablos prasm baleim, who are receiving support from their owners. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Mata Benashim, he says regarding the women, the halach is that they don't have to give their own separate erev, because as the Rosh explains, ishtoi kigufoi, and therefore the husband-wife relationship connects them into one entity, but servants, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, are not sufficiently connected to their owners to be viewed as a single household if they have a separate home for eating and sleeping. Rabbi Yehuda ben Babar says just opposite. Not the bavadim, v'ois banoshim. He says the servants are more connected to the to their masters than the wives, because a servant always has to do what his owner tells him. A wife's responsibilities are more limited. Amar Rav. So Rav says, "My time, Rabbi Yehuda ben Babar." What's the explanation of Yehuda ben Babba? The Ksiv v'Daniel b'sra Malka. Daniel was in the gate of the king. So the way Mefarshim explains is like this. But the point of the Gemara is trying to make is that when we speak about a servant, we don't necessarily mean a servant who's actually sitting hand and foot next to his owner all the time. A servant is a servant even if he's not there all the time. What's the proof? Daniel. Daniel spent a lot of his time learning Torah. Yet still he's called Betra Malka. He's in the king's gate. He's always associated with the king. Why? Because he's a servant. Pshita, continues the Gemara. Ben Etzel Aviv Kedamaron. The relationship between a son and a father is as we explained in our Mishnah. Isha Etzel Bala, a husband by a woman, a wife by a husband. Veved Etzel Rabbi, a servant by his owner. Plucked Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. It's the Machlokes we just learned, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir and Baba. The Shulchan Aruch, paskins that were makel in both situations, because since we have the rule, as we learned, halacha k'makel be'erevin, we're going to be makel in both situations. Now the Gemara asks, Talmud etz Rabbi Mai, what's going to be the halacha by student, by his Rebbe? Toshma, obviously we're talking by a student who's supported by his Rebbe. If the student is not supported by a Rebbe, then it wouldn't be a question. Also, the Rishonim point out that the question in our Gemara teaches us that there has to be some sort of a relationship between the people that are in question. Wife, servant, son, Talmud. But if there's no relationship between the two parties, then certainly one Erev is not sufficient, unless, as we discussed yesterday, we quoted Tosfos, there is another situation where they that really private, like we explained, if somebody is in somebody else's home but he doesn't really have full ownership or full control over his room, he can be moved out of his room, the boss, the owner of the house, the landlord leaves some of his utensils still in that room, then the question is in order. Otherwise, there's no question that two unassociated parties cannot become associated. Toshma, the Rav Bachia Omar, the Rav who was a Talmud in the Yeshiva of Chia, said, "Ein on a tzrichal arif. We don't have to join in the arif. Shreni soim chal shud chayshar of Chia. We live on the Tevar of Chia. Rav Chia by Rabbi Omar, ein on tzrichal arif. We don't have to make an arif. Shreni soim chal shud chayshar Rabbi. We're relying on Rabbi's table." So we see that if there's a relationship and there's support, then a separate Erev does not have to be made. Five residents of a chatz are connected to Erev. And we discussed this Gemara yesterday. So as we explained, we have two houses next to each other. So let's say we have two five-family houses, one next to each other, that the halacha is the first one house, all five families collect and make an Erev, and now that Erev can be taken and with the next house in order to be able to carry between the chatzeres, between the yards of the two neighboring houses. So Shalos Kishim Richan and Saruvin Lamakamecha Erev Echel Kulan, does one Erev from all of the people in the one in that house that already made an Erev enough, or does everybody have to give again a separate contribution towards the new Erev? And as the Rishonim ask, isn't this what we discussed yesterday, the Machlaikis according to the last Pshat in the Gemara of our Mishnah, that we said that there was the Machlaikis of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and we said the Braisa taught us that one Erev is enough. So what's by asking from Rabbi? We learned the Braisa. So Rishonim gives two answers. One answer is that possibly Abaye was not aware of that brisa. Another terrace is that at the end of the Gemara we learned yesterday that according to one interpretation, that brisa was not a leave of the Hilchasa, not according to Beis Hillel, nor according to Beis Shammai. Because the Gemara in the second version of that explanation in the Mishnah said that both Shittas agree that when you take the Erev to another house, everybody has to contribute individually. So the Gemara wants to know, since yesterday we had that there's a possibility that brisa doesn't go not with Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel, so that brisa may not be an authentic brisa. That's why Abaye wanted to know from Rava, is that brisa an authentic brisa? Can we follow that brisa or not? Amle Erev Echel Kulan, one Erev is enough for all of them. Ask the Gemara. Let's go to our Mishnah. For Achim, brothers, that is receiving all support from the father, Kigavadama, is similar as somebody who collected an Erev. And yet, Viktani, Tzrichim Erev, they have to contribute individually. answers the Gemara, Hochamai Skinon, our Mishnah, what are we talking about? Kigoyin de Ikadurim Vehadayu. I explained in our Mishnah. When do the brothers have to contribute separately to the Erev? When there are other neighbors in the house. Because as we explained in the Mishnah, if there were no other neighbors in the house, then the brothers, since they're all living off the same father's support, would not have to contribute individually. So we explain, the Miga the Hani Asri, since in our case, because we have these other neighbors that are creating a situation that an Erev has to be made, Hani Nami Asri, the brothers also have to contribute. However, in a case where all of the neighbors in a chotzer already joined in the Erev, so they're similar to a situation where you have just brothers in the chotzer, where we said that the brothers do not have to individually contribute to the Erev. And that's why here too they will not have to contribute individually to the Erev if one Erev is made for the house and now they want to continue with that Erev to be able to connect between the chetzeris of the two houses. Hachnaim, stop, and the Gemara proves this. The Tani, Amishna said, Amasai, when do they have to contribute individually to the Erev? When they're carrying the Erev to somewhere else. If the Erev is going to be kept, as we explained, in the father's house or one of the houses of the brothers, or there are no other neighbors in the house, then they don't have to join separately into the Erev. What did the last ruling teach us? That only when there are other residents in the chatzar must they contribute. Otherwise, they don't. Shmami no, that's the whole pshat in the Mishnah, and therefore when neighbors already made an Erev, it's like when there are no other residents. Bominei Rav Chiba Avin Mirav Sheshes. Bnei Berei Rav. The Achli Nahama Babaga. Yeshiva students who eat bread in inns in a nearby valley. V'osu Bais V'Bei Rav. But they come and sleep at the yeshiva. Kimashchina l'tchuma, when we measure the tchum, mbei rab mashchina l'tchuma, from where do we consider their place of residence? From the yeshiva, where they sleep, or mibaga mashchina l'tchuma? Or we go from the inn where they eat? And again, the issue is, do we follow where they sleep or where they eat? And Ritva says, we're not talking here a situation about Talmidim who receive support from Talmidim. It could very well be that the Rabbi eats with them in the inn. And that's why the Gemara has a new question. Amalei, so he said, Mashchinen Beirav. We measure from where they sleep. Ask the Gemara, very nice and sruva v'toich l'chpayim amma, somebody put his Erev within 2,000 amas of his home, for osi ubayis v'beisei, and he goes and he sleeps in his home, the meshchina le'tchum meruve, we nevertheless measure the tchum from where the Erev is. So we see that, and what does an Erev represent? What does the Erev tchum mean? Well, we put down for his food. So we see that we follow where a person eats. Answers the Gemara, bahu anan sadi. In the case where a person makes an Erev tchumim, it's obvious what his intentions are. That was the whole point of his making an Erev tchumim. And therefore, that's where we measure his tchum from, his makam shvisa from. However, hada, in these v'nei yeshiva, anan sadi, we know their intentions. Bahu anan sadi, in the case of somebody making Erev, we know his intentions. The misadalei hosam nechamlei, he would rather even sleep where he put down his Erev tchumim. He can't sleep there because he can't sleep in the open area. But that's really where he wants his residence to be. If somehow we could set up a situation where food was brought to the yeshiva and they wouldn't have to go to the inn to get their meals, that would be preferable to them. And therefore, the yeshiva is considered their primary residence and we measure the tchum from the yeshiva. Ava benoi, harava talmidai. You have a father and a son, and a rebbe and his talmid. Karabim damei, or ki yichidim damei. We learned many times about the situation where you have two chetzeres, zu lefnim zu, one is inside the other, and the halacha is that if two or more people live in the inner chatzer in separate houses and did not join in the Erev, so to regal ha'asura b'mkaymai, and therefore they restrict the outer chatzar. Rabbi Chaman now questions if a father and a son, and we're talking to Rishonim, explain who the son receives support from his father, or Rebbe and a Talmud, and the Talmud receives support from his Rebbe, are they viewed as a single household? And since it's a single household, they don't have to make an Erev, so it's not a regular Asur B'mekaymai, and therefore they would not adversely affect the Chatzar Chitzayna or not. So that's the question. Karabim Dami, Kiyachidim Dami. Srichim Erev. Now we ask another question. Do they have to join an Erev in their own Chatzar when everyone else lives there, or ain't Srichim Erev? Or do they not need to join an Erev in such a case? And as the Rashi explains, although it seems that our Mishnah already discussed this case, our Mishnah said that if no one else is there, then you don't have to make their own Erev. So the Rishonim explained that the person who's asking this question, Rabbi Chama, who's asking this question, will explain that our Mishnah is talking in a situation where the Talmud, where the son was actually eating on the father's table. And that's the only case where the son doesn't have to contribute separately. But if he eats at his own table, he would have to, even though he's getting support from his father, he would have to give his own Erev. And that's why the Mishnah, that's why his question is a valid question. Here, they don't eat at the same table, so they have to make an Erev or not. Another question. As we learned in the first parak, for a Mavli to be allowed to carry in, when you put up a Lechi Kaira, or a Lechi Kaira alone, is if you have Chatzeris and Batim opening up, and we'll talk about that more in the next blot. So now the question is this area considered a chatzur or not? Amalei, Tenesur, we learned in a Braisa, Av Benoi, Harav Tamidai, Bizman She'enim Miyam Diurim, when there are no other residents in them, Harein Ki Yechidim, they consider like one entity, Vein Tzrichin Larav, they don't have to join in an Erev, Mavi Shalom Nitta Balech V'Kaira, and the head of Alech V'Kaira will apply to the Amavi. Continues the Mishnah. Chamesh chatzeres psucha zulazu. You have five chatzeres that open up to each other, and psuchas la mavoi, and they also open up to mavoi. Irva b'chatzeres, so they made an eruv chatzeres. V'loy nishtatu b'mavoi. However, they did not make shtufim mevos. So says the Mishnah, mitarim b'chatzeres v'surim b'mavoi. They will be allowed to carry in the chatzeres, but not in the mavoi. Apparently, our Mishnah is paskening that, as we have discussed already, that a ruve chatzeres cannot cover the need for shtufim mevos. But if they make shtufim mevos, mitarim v'kan v'kan, then they can carry both in the mavoi and the chatzer. This ruling, as the Gemara will immediately ask, seems to pasken like the Rabbanan, not like Rav Meir, that it, since they made a shtufim mevos, that's enough. If they made both eruv chatzeres and shtufim mevos, and one of the members of the chatzer did not join in the eruv, but he did join in the shittif, mutar v'kan v'kan, again the mutar. Again, this ruling seems to teach us that a shittif could take care of the need of the eruv. However, if somebody from the Mavli did not join the Shtufim Mavos, even though they did join in their Ruve Chatzeris, then the Mutter in the Chatzer and Usher in the Mavli, this already applies like Rameya, that you can't rely on one another. Shamavi l'chatzeris, chatzer l'batim. Mishnah explains the relationship of a Mavi to the Chatzeris is similar to the relationship of a Chatzah to its houses. Mani, who is the Tana of the first part of our Mishnah? Rameya. The Amar be'inan Erev or be'inan Shittif. That you need to have both an Erev and a Shittif. Because the Mishnah, as we just learned, taught us that you have to make, if you only made a Ruvi Chatzeris with not Shtufim Mevos, you will not be allowed to carry in the Mavi. Eimer Mitziyasa. So now let's learn the next case. Here the Mishnah says that if only Shtufim Revoas were made, Mutarim Kavakan, then both are acceptable. The Asal Rabbanim. That goes according to Rabbanim, the Amri Bechadisagya, who says that one is sufficient. Either Shtufim Revoas is enough to cover the Erev Chatzeris. Answers the Gemara, Holoi Kasha. This is not a Kasha. What the Mishnah meant is, Im Nishtatza Nami Kamer. It doesn't mean that they only made Shituf and not Erev Chatzeris. What the Mishnah says is, besides the Erev Chatzeris that the Mishnah began with that they made, they also made a Shituf Mavas, then the halacha will be that they carry in the Mavu, which is exactly what Ramei says. Eim Sefer, so let's continue. Erev Chatzeris from Nishtatza Mavu, Erev Chatzeris were made, but not Shituf Mavas. And one of the Bnei Chatzah did not join in the Erev, Mutarim v'kan v'kan. The Mutar, both in the Chatzah and in the Mavi. Hey Chidami. Idloi Batal, if the person who did not join in the Erev was not Mevatel Rishusoi, as we have learned, that someone who doesn't join in the Chatzah could join in the, could be Mevatel Amay Mutarim. So why are they all permitted? His non-joining in the Erev should be a factor. Elopshita. So what are you going to explain? The bottle. That the person who didn't join was a Vatal Rishus. Amos Sefus. Let's continue learning the Mishnah. Shachar Echad Nei Mavi V'Loi Nishtatvu. One of the members of the Mavi forgot and did not make Shtufim Avaz B'tam V'Chatzeres V'Sum B'Mavi. So the halacha is the Mutan the Chatzer and the Osir in the Mavi. Read the bottle. But if we're talking a case that this person relinquished his rights, because as we've learned many times, the cases in the Mishnah have to be somewhat similar. So if the previous case is talking where there was Bittel, this case also is talking where there was Bittel. Amai Yisur Mavi. Why are the residents of all the Chatzeres restricted in the Mavi? V'chi Tema. So you'll tell me. Because although we have this device of Bittel Rishus, Kesava Rameya, Rameya is going to hold, ain't Bittel Rishus B'Mavi. There is no concept of Bittel Rishus in a Mavi, and that's why it wouldn't help, even if there was Bittel Rishus. V'tanya, but we learned in a Braisa, Shrei Bittel Am Rishusoi, that if there was Bittel Rishus, even in a Mavli, it will work for all the other people who did join the Shtufim Voice, Divrei Meya, El Pshita, Tlai Bottle. So how do we have to explain the last case, that he was not Mavatel Rishus? So since he was Mavatel Rishus, and he didn't join in the Shtufim Voice, his presence restricts all the other members of the Mavoi. So with the Sefer Lai Batal. So now we go backwards. If the last case of the Mishnah is talking in a situation where there was no Bittel Rishus, Reisha Nami Lai Batal. The first case of the second part of the Mishnah is also talking about a case where there was no Bittel. And yet the Mishnah teaches that it'll be Mutter to carry in the Chatzar because there's Shtufa Mavas. So now we have a situation that Reisha V'Sefer, that the beginning and the end of Mishnah follow Rameya, and Mitziyasai, and the middle case, follows Rabbanim. That we were taught us that if somebody did not join in the Erev, but he did join in the Shittuf, he'll be able to carry both the Chatzar and the Mavi. Answers the Gemara, Kula Rameya. The entire Mishnah is Rameya. The Tamamai Omer Rameya, Bina Erev, Bina Shittuf. Why does Rameya normally require that we have to have an Erev and a Shittuf? He said, if we're only going to have a Shittuf, people will forget, the children will forget that there's a concept of Erevin. However, in this case, Kivan the Ribba Erevu, there is an Erev. Most of the people who live here join the Erev Chatzeres. It's this one person who didn't join. So we have an Erev, and Lemishtachas, we don't have to be concerned that the Erev, the Tyrus Erev, will be forgotten. Om Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda has a different version of our Mishnah. Rav loy tani psuchas uluza. Rav did not teach in his version of the Mishnah that the chatzeres were open to each other. The kenam Rav Kahana. Rav loy tani psuchas uluza. He did not learn in our Mishnah that the chatzeres were open to each other. Ikid Amri, a different version. Rav Kahana gufa loy tani psuchas uluza. That Rav Kahana himself, when he learned the Mishnah, did not teach that the chatzeres were open to each other. Omlei abayel Rav Yosef. My tam de loy tani psuchas uluza. What's the reason that you change the girsa that the chatzeres are not open to each other? So answers Rav Yosef. Kesava Rav holds kol shittuf she'ei machnisa metziya derech psachin kamovi. Any shittuf that is not carried in and out through entranceways into the Mavui, Lav Shmei Shittuf, is not considered a Shittuf. According to Rav Yosef, Rav holds, each Chotzer must take its Shittuf contribution through the entrance into the Mavui, and from the Mavui into the Chotzer where the Shittuf will be stored. If the contributions are brought from Chotzer to Chotzer through doors open between them, without ever entering the Mavui, the Shittuf is not valid. Furthermore, Rav holds that no Shittuf is possible when entrances exist between the Chatzeris, even if we'll go and not work with those entrances, but we'll take the contribution through the Mavui. This, Rav holds, is unacceptable to avoid the mistake of relying on a Shittuf which was not made properly, where the Shittuf was not actually carried into the Mavui. Eisvei, ask the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah that if a Baal Bayis is a partner with one of his neighbors, they both are partners of wine, ain't tzrichin la'arav. They don't have to make a separate shittif mevos. We learned this Mishnah and daf ayin aleph. And like we explained, even though the Mishnah used the word arav, it meant shittif mevos. Now why? How are they getting into the Mavi? They're neighbors with each other. Answers the Gemara, Hossam the Afkava Ayla. The Mishnah is referring to a case where the wine was taken out of each chotzer and brought into the Mavui. Now, as we learned, none of this was done for the purpose of merging in a shittuf. It was done; they were done as partners. But as they formed the partnership, this is the way the partnership was formed. Ask the Gemara, another Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Tes, how do we make a shtuf mevos? It says we place a barrel of wine and one in the chatzeris, and we say that this will be a shittif for all the members of the mavui. Now here nothing was collected, nothing was taken through the mavuis, and yet we see that's acceptable. And so the Gemara, hasam nami da afka v'ayli. What we have to say in that Mishnah also again is that they carried it into each Mavi, they carried into the Mavi separately. Maskla Rav Bachana El Mata, according to this, Hiknoi Pas Basaloi, if somebody transferred ownership of bread in his basket to the other residents of the Mavi, Hachanami, the Lav Shittuf. According to this explanation, it will not be an acceptable Shittuf because it wasn't carried through the Mavi. Vichitei Machinami. So you say, yes. Vomrav Yudomarav, Vnei Chaburo Shoyim Subin. Members of a group who were sitting at the table for Shabbos, the Kiddush Shalayayim, and then it begins Shabbos, HaPashal Shulchan, the fact that there's bread on the table, Son Chalam Shem Erev, they could rely on it for an Erev. V'amrilei, and others say, they could rely on it as a Shittuf. V'amir Rava, and Rava in explaining this, said, like, please, there's really no machlokes. Kamas Mabayis, when can it be relied as for an Erev when sitting in the house? Because as we learned, the Erev is supposed to be stored in one of the houses in the Chatzar. Kam is subim in the Chatzar, but when they're sitting in the Chatzar, there, this bread serves as a Shittuf, because the Shittuf can be stored in the Chatzar, and it can't serve as an Erev, because the Erev has to be in a house, and here they're leaving it in the Chatzar. So we see that Rav holds that a Shittuf is valid even when it's not carried through the Mavui. And yet Rabbi Yosef said that according to Rav, and that's how he explained Rav's version of our Mishnah, it has to be carried through the Mavui. El Tam of the Rav. You know what Pshat and Rav is? That he said that the Chetzeris are not open to each other. The Kusava Ein Mavui Nitta B'lech V'kara. A Mavui cannot be carried in just by having only a Lech V'kara. Achei Batem V'chetzeris P'suchem V'toichai. Unless there are houses and Chatzeris opening up into it. In order to qualify as a Mavui, the alley, the Mavui has to be one that serves as a passageway from the Rosh Hashanah for residents for at least two inner Chatzeris containing two houses each. Otherwise, the Mavui will have the status of a Chatzer, which a Lechi or Kaira alone will not be significant. And as we explain, what is the difference between a mavi and a chatzar? A chatzar is more private than a mavi. So therefore, in our Mishnah, if the chatzeris are all open to one another and have an eruv chatzeris, it would be viewed as only one chatzar. And since it would be viewed as only one chatzar, we cannot treat this mavli as halachic mavli, that a lechi akor alone should be enough. That's why Rav explains that the chatzeris had no access to each other. Since they had no access to each other, each chatzar could be viewed individually, and if they could be viewed individually, we have a case that we have enough chatzeris that the mavli should be considered a mavli.